بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَحَبُّ الْكَلَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَرْبَعُونَ. Four words are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are these four words? As it appears in Muslim Sharif, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, which we commonly known, we know as the third kalima. Ahabbul kalam ilallah, the most beloved words to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. We have discussed this previously, but just as a reminder to refresh in ourselves, so that we make amal inshallah. Subhanallah, in English we say glory be to Allah, which I have pointed out previously also does not give the true meaning of subhanallah or the complete meaning of subhanallah. Subhanallah means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is munazzah in Arabic. Allah is completely free from any type of shortcoming, deficiency, fault, problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely pure. He is pak. He is perfect. You and I are His makhluq. We all have some shortcomings in our lives. Physical, we have sometimes some deficiencies, disabilities. In our sight, we have some deficiency. Our hearing at times is deficiency. So our limbs also is a deficiency. Our thinking is a deficiency. In every aspect of our lives there is some fault found. But Allah Rabbul Izzat is free from any type of blemish, any type of fault. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, as we say, glory be to Him, in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely pak and pure from any type of shortcomings. So this is the purity of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And if that a being that is free from all type of shortcomings, he's got no deficiency, he's got no faults whatsoever, and that that and that being is absolutely perfect, then all praise is due to only that person. Because that person is of that excellence. And no person has got that type of excellence, in that Allah Rabbul Izzat is absolutely pure, perfect. There is no shortcomings or faults found in Him. So all praise then belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. We begin our salat with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that every type of praise that we can think of, it only is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is of excellence. He's the paragon of excellence. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Zat and that being who is, has got only excellence in Him. And then if that Zat and that being who is absolutely pure, who's got no faults whatsoever, zero faults, and who has got that excellence that nobody else has, then that is the Zat that is most great, Allahu Akbar. There is nobody greater than that being. That being who is absolutely pure, and that being who is absolutely pak, that being who has all excellence, and who is full of praise only, is praiseworthy, then that is the only being that is akbar and most great, greater than anything in this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is akbar, the most great. So that person who is free from any, that who is free from any faults, he is of all excellence and praiseworthy, and he is full of praiseworthy, and he is most great, nobody greater than him, meaning nobody can match him, nobody can equal him, You and I have ilm, we have knowledge that is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But our ilm also, all put our knowledge together, that also won't equal nothing compared to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the peak of all knowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody can resemble Him. Nobody can match Him. Therefore, there is no other deity worthy of being worshipped besides Him. La ilaha illallah. So these are the four stages of divinity. The purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The excellence and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these four words, we find the declaration of these stages of divinity. When we said Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned, in whichever order you read, there is no problem. But we normally read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Nonetheless, whoever or that Zat that has these qualities, and who is most perfect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got purity, He's got excellence, He's got all greatness and oneness. So these words are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because in these words we find four words, or in this kalam there are four words of declaration of these four stages that we explain now. The purity of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the excellence of Allah, that Allah is full of praise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Zat and that being who there is no other deity worthy of being worshipped besides Him. Therefore Rasulullah s.a.w. has mentioned, أَحَبُّ الْكَلَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَرْبَعُ. Because in these words we find declaration, we're declaring Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. We are declaring these four stages of divinity, therefore they are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person reads these in abundance, Rasulullah has exhorted us in the hadith, they read these words excessively. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Then what will happen? These qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have described will become embedded in our hearts. Our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our belief in Allah's purity, in Allah's excellence, in Allah's oneness, in Allah's greatness will be firm. And then when we make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we bring these beautiful qualities of Allah before us, then see the sweetness of our zikr and see our consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See our ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَأَنْ أَقُولَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ. That I see these words, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, are more beloved to me than anything upon which the sun has risen. In other words, most beloved to me than the entire world. So let us make a firm resolution, respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters in Islam, to read these words in abundance. It will take us hardly any time. If we make a firm resolution, inshallah, a firm niyat, that minimum every day, minimum, we read it 100 times. Because the entire day, 24 hours, just to read it 100 times. Minimum, make this, inshallah, part of our ma'mool. Many people are already making it. We discussed it previously also before Ramadan. We are going to re-emphasize it. So I also start reading, you also start reading, you all start making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is all shown in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The purpose of this is to bring amal into our lives. And we can't do it 100 times, then lesser. But try and finish 100 times for the entire day at least. If you can't sit one time and read it, so even while you're in our car, a woman folk is easy in the kitchen, whilst you are reading, making, you are cooking, you read these, this tasbihat which has been mentioned, you get great blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah we make this firm intention that we will read this every single day. And of course, after our fard salat and when we retire to bed, then we have mentioned tasbih, fatimi, subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, subhanallah 33 times, alhamdulillah 33 times, and 34 times Allahu Akbar, and one narration says 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 33 times Allahu Akbar, and you complete it with la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, the fourth kalima. Whatever we can do, at least subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, make it part of our ma'mool. In Ramadan also, we mentioned and previously also, when Rasulullah went on Mi'raj, and when he met in the seventh sky, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that give your ummah my salams. Alayhi wa ala nabina alayhi salatu salam. So, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam conveyed salam to us. And then he said, immediately after conveying salam, that inform your ummah that Jannat is qi'an, it is the barren land. And the ghiras, the plantation in Jannah, the trees in Jannah are what? Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. So imagine how many trees we will be planting by reading this tasbih. And if an orchard is so big, imagine how the mansion and how the palace and how the Jannah will be of each person. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. These are tasbihat that we need to bring in our life, inshallah. Little bit of dhyan, subhanallah, again you ponder. Allah Ta'ala is free from any type of blemish, shortcoming, deficiencies, fault. Allah is park pure. Alhamdulillah. All praise only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody else. And Allahu Akbar. Allah is most great. You cannot compare anybody's greatness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is most great. And there is no other deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of us tawfiq to make amal wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله you are most pure my Allah سبحانك يا الله you are most excellent my Allah يا الله all praise belongs only to you my Allah يا الله you are most great my Allah nobody can equal you or match you my Allah My Allah, there is no deity worthy of being worshipped beside you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We have transgressed, my Allah. We have done wrong, my Allah. We have disobeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite your might and power, your supremacy, my Allah.
Ya Allah, despite that you are Khaliq and Malik, my Allah, you created us and you have cared for us and you have showed so much of love and affection and muhabbat for us, my Allah. You have been so generous to us, my Allah, despite all this, my Allah. We still turn our backs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, ma'afirma. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Give us that shu'ur and understanding, my Allah. That knowledge and that ma'rifah that we should be turning only to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us beggars only unto you, my Allah. Forgive us for every single sin that we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum sharminda hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have done wrong, my Allah. We acknowledge, my Allah. We confess, my Allah. Ya Allah, every single sin that we have committed, major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Ya Allah, tu ma'afirma. Hamari gunao ko ma'afirma, hamari khatao ko ma'afirma, ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Allahumma aati nafusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha, anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, make us become nek and salih, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the evil conditions the ummah is facing, my Allah. The difficult conditions the ummah is facing, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become weak people, my Allah. Make us strong, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, my Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Grant us your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi come to us with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo maqrooz hai, ya Allah. Help them to fulfill their qaraz, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo bimari hai, unko shifa ata farma. So many are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, ya Allah. So many have passed on recently, today also, my Allah. Ya Allah, yesterday also there were janazas, my Allah. Ya Allah, all of them who have passed away, my Allah, all the marhumin, give them, ya Allah, make them maghfirat and give them the highest stages of Jannat, my Allah, and grant all the family members sabri jameel, my Allah. Give us maut on iman, my Allah. Maut in Madina Sharif, bal Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us a shafaat of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Quran water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of wise. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, athqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqmuleen. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqmuliyat, my Allah. Protect us from jinn, jadu, ya Allah, nazar, sihar, my Allah. Ya Allah, from evil conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever tamanna our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah, they've raised their hands, my Allah. You know each person's wish and desire and umid, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of each person's problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the sincerity of that person who is turning to you and making tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our du'as, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham. مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم قال all those who requested duas answer all their duas as well حاضرين غائبين سب کی دعا قبول فرما Allah, all those who have already left for Hajj, who are leaving for Hajj, who have made intention for Hajj, make the Hajj easy for them. Grant them Hajj mabroor, maqbool, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tuba alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.